"My dears," he said to his children, "one of these days, some of you will marry and leave home. In a few years' time, perhaps all of you will. But I'm sure none of us will ever forget Tiny Tim, will we?" "Never, Father!" they all cried. "And I know," said Bob, "that when we remember how patient and gentle he was, although he was only a little child, we won't argue among ourselves. We'll remember poor Tiny Tim and love each other." "We will, Father!" they all cried again. "I am very happy," said Bob. "I am very happy." Mrs. Cratchit kissed him. His daughters kissed him. The two young Cratchits kissed him. And he and Peter shook hands. "Tiny Tim, your goodness lives on in your family."
"Spirit," said Scrooge, "I know that you will leave me soon. Tell me who that dead man on the bed was."
No answer came in words, but the ghost of Christmas yet to come took Scrooge through the streets of London again.
"Wait a moment," said Scrooge. "We're passing my office. Let me see how I shall look in the future."
The spirit stopped. Its hand was pointing away from the office. But Scrooge hurried up to the window and looked in. It was an office still, but not his. The furniture was not the same, and the figure in the chair was not himself. The ghost continued to point onwards, and Scrooge followed. They reached a church, and entered the churchyard. Here, among the untidy graves and the uncut grass, lay the miserable man whose name Scrooge would soon learn. It was a lonely place, most suitable for a man so unloved.